This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. As we talk climate change in the midst of a winter that has smacked us with some of the coldest sustained temperatures we've had in a long time and walloped some of us with snow while others went without, there's a change of climate in the gardening world too. Chairman and CEO of Burpee, George Ball, said vegetables have taken over the gardening world. Ball also says every major home gardening company continues to work on developing more vegetables for cultivation on patios and limited areas. Plants are smaller, but their yields higher. Another change, Greg Ina, vice president at the Davy Institute in Kent, Ohio, has reports that people are going well beyond the anecdotal understanding that trees are good, beyond beautification, to natural functions like pollution and wellness. Trees clean our outdoor air. Not all that long ago, organic gardening was considered a bunch of hippies growing some produce. U.S. farms and ranches sold $7.6 billion in certified organic commodities in 2016, up 23%. Of 2016 sales, 56% was for crops, 44% for livestock, poultry, and related products. Wisconsin has over 1,000 certified organic farms, while Minnesota is lagging with 545. California ranks highest with over 2,700. CSAs have exploded, with local nurseries now growing vegetables, and a local organic farm is now offering chicken CSA. Hydroponics is a growing industry, pun intended, in both Minnesota and Wisconsin. I have more information on GardenBite.com. What kinds of changes in gardening have you seen over the years? I'd love to hear from you. Email me at tkgardenbite@gmail.com, through my website, or find Garden Bite on Facebook. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.